as we come back now to verse 6, notice in verse 6, he continues, Pelida'at mimeni nisgava lo uchau. Nisgava, excuse me, lo uchau la. Notice, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I am not able to attain it. Actually, incomprehensible of knowledge from me is literally the way we would read it. And notice the first word is from Pil-e, is the way I would understand it here, meaning wonderful or incomprehensible of knowledge. Notice da'at means knowledge, so incomprehensible of knowledge from me. Meni, notice the nun of men has assimilated into the second mem here, n is a hinge, and e is the pronominal suffix, first common singular. So, wonderful of knowledge, and here's a comparative use of the mem, beyond me or from me. And we would probably translate it, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It's beyond what I can comprehend. Nisgava lo uchau la. It is high. I am not able to it, literally, or to attain to it, understood. Notice nisgava is from sagav, to be high, and it is a nifal, perfect, third person singular from sagav. It is high, or I should say it's a third feminine, referring to knowledge, singular from sagav. It is high. Lo is your negative particle. Uchal from yachal. I am not able, really, to it. To attain seems to be understood here. From yachal, to come to it, or to be able. Notice it is actually a kal imperfect first common singular from yachal, to be able, and then la is your inseparable preposition, lamed, and your pronominal suffix, third feminine singular. I am not able, really, to come up to it. The knowledge is so vast. We think the knowledge of a computer is great, but this computer is beyond anything we can imagine, namely God's knowledge or God's mind. So having looked at omniscience and how the Lord knows all about us, we now come to omnipresence, how that He is everywhere. Notice it begins in verse 7. Ana elek meruchecha. Where shall I go from your spirit? Ve'ana mipanecha evrach. And where shall I flee from your presence? Notice we have an interrogative question here. Where? Ana, and then ele is from the root halak, to go. And notice the he is dropped out. It is a first common singular from the root halak. So where shall I go, in perfect form, from your spirit? Notice me ruchacha is from ruach, meaning spirit, and ha is your pronominal suffix, second masculine singular, and the min, the nun, has elided here in the preposition min, and we have again compensatory lengthening under the mem from a hirik to etc. So where shall I go from your spirit? Or shall I flee from your presence? Notice, or and I should say, where shall I flee from before you, or your presence, or from your face? Notice the ve here is the conjunction, or probably rendered here, where, ana, and then we have mipanecha, from your face, or from your presence. Notice panayim means face, and here we have the noun, the dual noun in construct with cha, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular, with the mem in preposition here. So where from your face shall I flee? Or we could say from your presence. Notice evrach is from the root barach, to flee. It is a cow imperfect, first common singular from barach. So where shall I flee from your presence or your face? Here we have synonymous parallelism in this great psalm. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? You are everywhere. Wherever I go, you would be there. So how am I going to flee away from where you are? I cannot go anywhere. And it's a good thought that God is with him wherever he might go. And what a beautiful thought that we can have, that the Lord is always with us. And he then begins to describe the extent of that omnipresence. He says, Im esak shamayim sham ata, va'atsiya sha'ol hinecha. If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, in the underworld, you are there. Notice, as we look at the this great verse, im, if, here we have the conditional particle im, if I ascend up, esak is from the root salak, to ascend, and it is a cow imperfect, first common singular, from the root salak. So if I ascend, shamayim, to understood, heaven, sham ata, there you are. Notice the adverb sham, and then ata is the personal pronoun you, second masculine singular. So if I should ascend to heaven, you are there. And then, if understood, va'atsiya, Sha'ol henecha. If I make my bed in Sha'ol, behold, you are there. Notice the word make my bed, atzia, actually is from the root yatsa, and it's referring to making one's bed in the underworld. From Yatsa, Yod Sadi Ayin. And notice it's a hifil, imperfect, first common singular with an AI vowel pattern. So if I should make my bed, and it's intensive with the final he, in Sheol, the underworld, Hinecha, behold, you are there. And notice again, behold you, your pronominal suffix in the ha, and we must supply there from the previous phrase of the beginning part of verse 8. So if I go to heaven, he's looking at vertically here, and go to the underworld and make my couch there, you're going to be there both ways. This is going to be what we call a mirism, M-E-R-I-S-M, where we're exhausting every possibility. We're going vertically, now we're going to go horizontally from one side of from east to west, and wherever I go, you are there, Lord, is the thought. So as we go on in verse 9, Eskana be'acharit, or going back to the beginning, Esa chanfei shachar, Eshkena de Acharit Yam. If understood, still understood here, if I lift up or take the wings of the dawn. Notice, Esa is from the root nasa, to lift up. It's a peinun verb. And notice the noon has actually dropped out, and that's why, or actually assimilated, I should say, in the scene by progressive assimilation. That happens in peinun verbs. There's assimilation. It's really not, it really hasn't dropped out, but it's assimilated, so we double the scene. And this is characteristic of the peinun verb pattern. So, if I take or lift up the wings of the dawn. Notice chanfei is from kenaf, meaning wing. And here we have a plural noun and construct with the tseriyod, followed by shachar, meaning dawn. So if I take the wings of the dawn. Here we have a plural noun and construct with shachar, meaning dawn. So if I start in the early morning and follow the flight of the sun as it begins to dawn with wings from the east, and I go all the way to the Mediterranean Sea, to the west, you're going to be with me all the way. Notice he says, Eshkena be'acharit yam, and I dwell in the uttermost part of the sea. We're now moving to the Mediterranean, which was to the west, from the opposite direction of taking the wings of the dawn. And notice Eshkena is from Shakan, to dwell. It is a cow imperfect, first common singular from Shakan. So if I should dwell with the intensive ah at the end, if I should dwell in the uttermost sea, be is your preposition meaning in, acharit means uttermost, sea, yam. In other words, the Mediterranean Sea. So if I would follow the flight of the sun from east to west, even there, gam sham, even there, yadacha tancheni v'to chazeni yeminecha. Indeed, there we have adverbs, and then yadacha, your hand, yad is the noun for hand, and cha is your pronominal suffix, second masculine singular, your hand, tancheni, will guide me, or lead me. Notice tancheni is from nacha. It's a lamed hay verb where the hay is elided or dropped out, the final hay. And we have a, you will cause me to be guided. Notice we have an A tseri vowel pattern, an AE vowel pattern. So we're looking at a hifil, imperfect, second masculine singular from nacha with the pronominal suffix in the E. So your hand will lead me, and your right hand will seize me. V'to chazeni yeminecha. And notice, to chazeni, to seize, from achaz is the verb. And this is what we call a pei aleph verb that prefers the O vowel in the beginning vowel instead of the I. And there, historically, that's because these pei aleph verbs had a dissimilation that occurred at some point in their history, and the aleph is also quiescent or quiet. So your right hand will take hold of me. And notice again, we're looking at a cow imperfect, second masculine singular from achaz, with the pronominal suffix in the e. Your right hand will take hold of me. And yeminecha from yamin, meaning right hand, and then cha is your pronominal suffix. So what he's really saying is, wherever I go, you're going to be leading me, and your right hand is going to be seizing me and protecting me. If I go to heaven, you are there. If I go into the underworld and make my couch in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the dawn and go from the east to west, you are there all the way. As I as the sun sinks into the Mediterranean Sea, you're with me all the way, is his thought. But then, if I should say, verse 11, Va'omar, if I should say, Achoshek Yeshufeni, surely the darkness will envelop me. Belaila Ur Ba'adeni, and the night shall be, and the light about me shall be night. Literally, and night shall be the light about me. The light about me shall be night. Notice he is imagining that it will become so dark that God would lose track of him, is the thought. So notice in verse 11, if I should say, again, the Vav is the conjunction that we could translate this and then supply if, because he's giving a hypothetical possibility here. If I should say from Amar, notice this is the cow imperfect again, first common singular from Amar. If I should say, surely, ach, or indeed, choshek, darkness will envelop me. And notice, Yeshufenu is from shuv, to envelop. And here again we have the cow imperfect, third masculine singular from shuv, with the pronominal suffix in the e, meaning to cover or to screen. Perhaps the darkness will screen me from you or cover me. The laila and the night, light shall be about me, and the light about me shall be night, is the way we would really render it. And the light about me, night. Notice the laila, the conjunction ve is followed by the noun laila, night. Or is the noun meaning light. Ba adeni, here we have a preposition meaning about me. And notice e is your pronominal suffix again, first common singular. So the night shall be, or the light shall be night about me. Even that won't keep me away from you, Lord. So notice what he says. You're even there. Verse 12. Gam choshek lo yachshik mimecha. Belaila kayor, or kayom ya'ir. Kachashecha ka ora. That is, even the darkness will not cause itself to be dark from you, and the night shines as the day, as darkness as light. Notice gum means even again, an adverb, and choshek means darkness, a noun, and notice it goes together in a cognate way with the verb lo yachshik. Yachshik is the hifil imperfect third masculine singular from chashak with an ai vowel pattern, so the darkness will not cause itself to be dark, mimecha, from you. Notice the min mecha becomes mimecha again with the assimilation of the noon into the mem, causing the dogish forte, and the cha, the pronominal suffix. So indeed, darkness will not dark itself or cause itself to be dark from you. V'layla kayor ya'ir. But the night shines as the day. Notice ve here is probably rendered but. And often the vav can have a variety of meanings. Sometimes and, sometimes or, sometimes but. But here but is the meaning. But the night as the day shines, is caused to shine. This is from Ur, and again we have a cow or hifil imperfect, third masculine singular from Ur. So the light as the day, or the night as the day, is caused to shine. And notice ka is just your preposition as. Definite article with the pathak under the kav, under the kaf, as the yom, meaning a noun meaning day. So ka chashecha, as darkness, ka ora, as light. Here again, we have two nouns, the preposition with the kaf, as darkness, the first noun, as light. In other words, darkness and light are the same to you. So, two nouns with the preposition kaf before each of them. So, the darkness and the light are one and the same to you, Lord. So, even if it looks like I'm being blocked from you, that's not the case, because you are with me even in the darkest darkness. You are there. It will not darken itself from you. I remember years ago, when I was in high school, we all decided to go to the haunted house one night. There was this house down this very, very, very bleak, dark road by itself. And we were in high school. We thought, well, we'll go to this haunted house and we'll walk up to the second floor. And it was there's a lot of trees jutting over the road. It was like a dirt road. And we drove back, got out of my dad's car, went up to the haunted house. We were about ready to go up to the second floor, and lo and behold, a car was coming right toward our car. And we thought, how in the world could a car find its way back here? So we ran back to my dad's 55 Plymouth, and we tried to start it, and it wouldn't turn over. And this car came very slowly and pinned us in. And talk about being terrified. We were just scared to death. And all of a sudden, a knock on the window, and we looked up, and lo and behold, it was a policeman. And he said, young men, I don't think it's safe for you to be back here. Can I help you? And we said, you sure can. Our car won't start for some reason. So he helped us get it started. And I've often thought, if a policeman could find his way back to that haunted house to help us when we were in high school, how much more can the Lord find his way to where we are, who's the creator of the universe, who knows our every thought, that he'll be with us even in the dark moments of life. So this is a beautiful text that sometimes we can feel that we're almost in a haunted house, but the good news is the Lord is there. And he will help us and be with us even in the dark times of life. And that's what the psalmist is saying. And then he goes on and he says, I know that because you were with me in my mother's womb. Notice as he goes on in verse 13 and following, we're now going to see the great omnipotence of God. This is the great omni chapter. Omniscience, omnipresence, and now omnipotence. Ki ata Kanita Hilyotai, for you have made my kidneys. Tesukeni Bibetan Imi, you knit me together in the womb of my mother. Notice ki is your conjunction for, ata is your personal pronoun, second masculine singular, you, and now we have the verb kana. Here we have a cal perfect second person singular from kana to make. And then we have hilyotai, which means my kidneys. Notice the root here, or notice the noun here for kidneys is followed by the pronominal suffix, first common singular in the I. And so actually the noun is from the kilya, meaning kidney. So kilyot, it's a plural, feminine plural, noun, my kidneys. In other words, my inner part you made. And you did it in my mother's womb. And then the next verb is very significant in the way it's described. Tesukeni mibetin imi. You knit me together in the womb of my mother. The root is from sakak. It's a double ayin root with the repetition of the kaf. And notice we have a cal In other words, you have knit me together, a cow imperfect, second masculine singular from Sakak. You knit me together, and with a pronominal suffix, first common singular in the E. So you wove me together in the womb of my mother. So the Lord was with us in our mother's womb. Bebeten is the preposition followed by the noun beten in construct with the noun in me, meaning my mother, followed by the pronominal suffix, first common singular. So you knit me together in my mother's womb. You were like a seamstress. You were knitting me together in my most inner being. And you knew not only my embryo, but even knitting me together, my arteries and everything in the womb of my mother. You were there. And so I'm going to give thanks, Odecha. I'm going to give thanks to you, Odecha Alki Noraot Nifleti. I'm going to give thanks to you, Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Niflaim ma'asecha, wonderful are your works. V'nafshi yoda'at me'od, and my soul knows that quite well. Notice, odecha is from the root yada, lamed hey verb, that actually here is a cow imperfect, first common singular from yada. I will praise you, followed by the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. Al here, I will give thanks unto you. Why? For, or because, Al-Ki, wonderfully, Nora-ot. Nora means awe-inspiring, or wonderfully. Wonderful. And it's looking at the wonderful ways that the Lord has formed our bodies in the womb of our mother. Wonderful. Awesome. Awe-inspiring. Nifleti. I was made. The root here is pala, to make. And notice it's a nifal. In Nifal perfect, first common singular with the T, I was made. So I will praise you for wonderful, awe-inspiring, I was made. Niflaim, wonderful are your works. And again, Niflaim is from the root pala, to be wonderful. It's a nifal participle from pala, masculine plural, wonderfully, or wonderful, having been wonderful, I guess we could render it, are your works. Having been wonderful in the way you've made me. Ma'asecha is from ma'ase, meaning work, and here we have a noun plural in construct with ha. Wonderful are your works, and my soul, v'nafshi yoda'at ma'od. Nefesh is the noun for soul, and nafshi is the noun in construct with e, pronominal suffix. My soul, yoda'at. Notice, yoda'at is from the root yada. My soul knows that with the O-class vowel and the double pathak, with the middle ayin. Actually, my soul knows that. It's a participle, a cal active participle, feminine singular from yada, going with soul. My soul knows that exceedingly, adverb exceedingly or quite well. So notice what he's really saying is, I'm wonderfully made. You have put me together in my mother's womb. And when we look at the human body, the marvels of the human body and the anatomy, it's amazing is really what he's saying. And doctors have to specialize in different parts of the human body. It is so complex and so wonderful. And so he says, Lo nechad otzmi mimecha. My frame was not hidden from you. Asher useiti vaseter. When I was made in secret. Rukamti betaktiyot aretz. I was knit together. I was actually, this word means embroidered. I was embroidered in the lowest parts of the earth. Notice in verse 15, Lo nechad, my frame was not hidden. Looking at bones here, otsim is the singular. Otsmi is actually my bone or my frame. From otsim, was not hidden. Kachad means to hide, and notice it's the nifal perfect, third masculine singular from kachad. So my bones were not hidden, mimecha, from you. The preposition min becoming assimilating into the second mem here, with ha, your pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So my frame was not hidden from you when. Asher, relative pronoun, when, useiti, I was made. Notice useiti from asa. This lamed hey verb here with the kibbutz under the ayin is showing that we are looking at a pu'al, perfect, first common singular with the t from asa. When I was made, vaseter, in secret, or in the secret place, that is in my mother's womb. The bez, the conjunct, is the preposition, and seter meaning in a secret place, which is my mother's womb. Notice the, again, God is seeing and forming in the womb, and you knit me together, rukamti betaktiyot aretz. You knit me together, and rukamti, I was embroidered in the lowest parts of the earth. You were embroidering me and putting my arteries and everything together from my mother's womb. He's looking at the different colors like of the body, the veins and the arteries are like threads knitted together with variant colors. You've done this from my mother's womb. And Rukamti is your pu'al, perfect, first common singular with the T suffix again. And what a beautiful picture here of God as the embroiderer in the lowest parts of the earth is a poetic way of saying my mother's womb. Ba is the preposition taktiyot, meaning lowest parts, is a plural noun in construct with aretz. And so you were in my mother's womb doing all of this, working, knitting me together. As a matter of fact, he goes on to say, Gomi ra'u einecha. And Gomi is a noun that means embryo, from golem. In other words, my embryo. Your eyes saw. Ra'u from ra'a, lamed hey verb. With the hay dropping out, cow perfect, third masculine plural, or third common plural. Einecha from einayim. Notice einecha, the tseriyod, is a plural noun in construct with ha, your pronominal suffix. So your eyes saw my embryo. Va'al sifracha kulam yikatevu. And upon your book, all of them were written. Notice ve is the preposition of an, al is upon, sifracha is from sefer, meaning book. It's a noun in construct with cha, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. Kulam, all of them, the totality of them. Notice kul is totality, and am is your pronominal suffix, third masculine plural. Yikatevu, all of them were written. Yikatevu is from Katav, and Katav, notice, means to write. Yin Katevu, the noon, as assimilated, so it's a nifal imperfect, third person, third masculine plural from Katav. Notice the dogish in the kaf shows that a noon has assimilated. So upon your book, all of them were written. Again, the IA vowel pattern gives it away as a nifal with the dogish in the kaf, showing a noon assimilation there. And then he goes on to say, Yamin Yutsaru, days were fashioned. Velo Achad Bahim, and there was not one among them. Notice Yamin is from Yom, meaning day, and here it's a noun in a plural with the plural im ending, days, Yutsaru. God is a potter. He's in the womb. And the root is Yatsar, and Yutsaru is a puel, perfect, third person plural from, or third common plural from Yatsar, to fashion, like the work of a potter. And notice he was doing this in the womb, even fashioning what the days of the psalmist would be like. And there was not one among them. Velo achad. Vez is your conjunction. Lo is the negative particle. Not. Achad means one, adjective one. And then bahim, among them. Your preposition bait with the pronominal suffix third person masculine plural in the aim. Notice God is actually like a potter fashioning the days of the psalmist, and we could say all of our days from our mother's womb, and he was embroidering our arteries and making it with variant colors in our veins. He saw our embryo. He was fearfully making us. And I believe here's a great text that also shows the sanctity of life from the womb. We have a human being that God is forming and actually preparing even the days of that human being. And so, again, what a beautiful text showing the dignity of the unborn, that we are God's creation, even from conception, and what God is doing. What a beautiful, beautiful text showing the sanctity of life from the womb. Actually, Jeremiah was called to be a prophet from his mother's womb in Jeremiah chapter 1. Two great texts illustrating the sanctity of life from conception. But then we go on in verse 17, which looks at prayer now toward against the wicked. Notice he says in verse 17, Veli ma yakru re'echa el, how mighty or how weighty are your thoughts concerning me, O God? Ma atzamu roshehim. They are great. How great, we could say, or how numerous are their sums. Notice, that is your conjunction, and to me, the inseparable preposition li, followed by the pronominal suffix, first common singular in the e. So, how, to me, how weighty are your thoughts? And notice the word thought, rea. It's really an Aramaic word used here, probably borrowed here. So, to me, how weighty are your thoughts? And notice yakar can also mean precious. How precious are your thoughts to me? It is the cow imperfect, third common plural, or the cow perfect, third common plural from yakar. to be precious. Are your thoughts, O God, here we have a vocative of address, Me atzmu roshehim, how great is the sum of them? Notice again, he's marveling at how great God's thoughts are, and how great is their sum. Notice, atzmu is from atzam, to be numerous, or vast, and here we have a kal perfect third common plural from atzam. How numerous are their thoughts? Rosh is that, excuse me, how numerous are their sums? Rosh means head, and Roshe would be heads or sums of them. Aim is your pronominal suffix, third person, masculine, plural. So how great are their sums? If I would add them all up, and I would count them, they are more than the sand of the sea. Notice in the next verse, Esparein mechol yirbun. Hekitzoti ba'odi imad. If I would count them from Safar, notice here we have Esparein from the root Safar to count. We have a kal imperfect, first common singular from Safar with the pronominal suffix and the aim, third masculine plural. So if I would count them, mechol yirbun, they are more than the sand. Then the sand, literally, mem is a comparative use of the mem. Chol means sand. And then yirbu, they would be more numerous from rabab, to multiply or to be numerous. Notice we have here a kal imperfect third masculine singular from a double ayin root with a nun prefix. We often find that at times in this third masculine plural ending. So they are more than the sand if I would count them. That's how numerous God's thoughts are toward him. And then, Akitsoti va'odi imak. Were I caused to come to an end, I would yet be with you. Notice the root here is from coats. And here we have a hifil imperfect, or hifil perfect, first common singular from coats. So if I would cause to come to an end, but odi imak, then yet I am with you. Notice od is your adverb e, pronominal suffix, first person singular, and imak, another preposition with the ak, pronominal suffix, second masculine singular suffix. So if I would come to an end of all this counting, I would still be with you counting all the thoughts that you have toward me. I couldn't come to an end of them, I think he's saying. Now he says, as he goes on, if you would slay the wicked, O God, im tiktol aloa rasha vanshe damim suru meni. O thou, if you would slay the wicked. Notice here, tiktol is from katal, to slay. A kal imperfect, second masculine singular. And aloa is your vocative of address. O God, rasha is the noun meaning wicked. I think what he's looking at here is those that profane the name of the Lord by their violence and bloodshed. It's not that he's wishing hatred toward anyone, but I think he's wishing that God, who is everywhere, will eventually establish his righteousness upon the earth, where violence would cease to be. And that is implied in the next phrase, I believe, Anshe Damim Suru Meni. And men of blood depart from me. Notice anshe is your masculine plural with your pronominal suffix. Min, damim, is from dam, and it's plural, masculine plural. So min of blood, suru, a cow imperative, second masculine singular, depart mini, from me. In other words, what he's really saying, I think, here is that God somehow return and let's judge the world with all the violence that's, and he doesn't want to be involved in any kind of violence. And even in the psalmist's day, there were those that were being so violent. And God's beautiful world seems to be out of harmony with God. And how can he, with his minute knowledge, tolerate all of the violence in the world? So I think he's looking at the Lord's possible final judgment when he comes back to judge, like in the flood, the violence of humankind in the world. I don't think, you know, he's wishing anything more than that, but that God's righteousness would be revealed on earth. Sort of like, I guess we could say in the Lord's Prayer, may your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, that your righteousness would be revealed and that there would be no more hurt and violence on the part of humankind. I think that's his prayer. And he goes on, and then he says in the next verse, who utter your name with wicked thought, asher yomrucha limzima nasu leshav arecha, that even my enemies, notice asher is the relative pronoun, and then yomrucha, who say your name, who utter your name in with wicked thought. Notice that the noun here, limzima, we could almost translate with wickedness, wickedly. It's almost adverbial in its meaning, who utter your name wickedly, who, notice, that take it for falsehood, even your enemies. It is lifted up to a lying, even your enemies. And ar, again, is possibly an Aramaic borrowing here, meaning enemy, and ha is your pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. It is lifted up to shame. And nasu is your cal passive participle, and lashab means to shame. In other words, there are people that are lifting up your name, but they take it falsely. They break the part of the Ten Commandments. And so here again, they speak of the Lord, but it's not really with sincerity. So he's also addressing what we might say a hypocritical kind of using God's name for falsehood rather than using it in the proper way. And so he goes on to say, Halo, Mesanecha Adonai Esna, do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate you? Do not I strive with those that rise up against you? Vit komamecha et kotat. Here, I don't, again, do not, notice, do not I hate them. From the root sana, we have a PL participle, masculine plural, a PL participle, singular, from sana to hate. So do not I hate, do not, those that hate you, O Lord, do not I hate. Let me go back again. Ah is introducing a question, interrogative. Lo is your negative particle, and mesan echa is from sana, to hate. Again, we are looking at a PL participle, masculine plural, from sana. Notice the mim prefix in the shabbat pathak, and the ha, your pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. O Lord, esna, I hate. And again, from sana, here we have just your kal imperfect, first common singular from sana. So do not I hate those that hate you, O Lord. Do not I strive with those that strive against you. Et kotat means to strive with, or to feel a loathing. Maybe we could translate it. Do not I feel a loathing from a katat. And this is from the root kot, or kut, to feel a loathing. It's a hitpolel from the root kut, to feel a loathing against those that rise up against you. And beth is the preposition against here. And te kom namecha, against those that rise up against you. And notice the form here, te ko memecha, is a hitpolel, again, one rising up against, and it's from the root kum. And so those that hit ko memecha, or bit ko memecha, against the ones that rise up against you. So it's a hitpolel, third person plural. I'm sorry, a hitpolel masculine plural with the pronominal suffix ha against those who are rising up against you. Do not I loathe. And I hate them, he says. Taklit sin a san 18. I hate them with utmost hatred. I count them my enemies. The oyavim hayuli. And I think here, taklit is the noun, sin'ah is the noun, and taklit is the idea of completeness, or in. Completeness of hate, I guess, is the way literally it is read. And then sinatim, do not I hate them, from sana. Again, it is the kal perfect, first common singular, with the im suffix, do not I hate them, pronominal suffix. I count them my enemies, or they, the oyavim, they are to me enemies. Notice four enemies, les, your preposition. Oyev means enemy, it's a participle, masculine plural with the im suffix. Hayu is your kal perfect third person plural. They are to me for enemies. I think this has created a lot of discussion about what it means. Again, I don't take this passage to have to where the psalmist personally is saying, I hate people, in my understanding. I think it's looking at, again, a hatred of what is happening in the world, and that he is looking for God's final bringing in of righteousness, his final judgment. And I don't see it as a personal hatred. He uses language that is very strong, but I think he's talking not about hating anyone per se, in my own understanding of it, but hating what is being done, what people do. We have to bring this together with, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And so I think he's talking here about moral evil, selfishness, injustice, untruth, in us as well that he would say is wrong, that I hate. And so I think it needs to be understood, in my thinking anyway, with the idea that not that he hates people, but he hates the violence of activity that opposes all that God is in this world. And we can apply that to our own lives. Is there anything in our lives that causes him pain? And I think that's what he does now in the concluding verses. He says, search me, hokreni el, O God, veda levivi, and know my heart, bechaneni veda sar apai, search me and know my thoughts. Notice from hakar to search, we have a kal imperative, second masculine singular with the pronominal suffix e. Search me, O God, address again, evocative of address, and know. Notice yada is the verb to know, and da, we lose the yod in the imperative, and ve is just your conjunction, so know my heart, levavi. Understand my mind and try me. Bechaneni, from bechan, to try or test. Again, we have a kal imperative, second masculine singular, with the pronominal suffix in the e. So try me, veda sar apai, and know my thoughts. Ve is the conjunction, and da means, again, the imperative, second masculine singular, no. Sarapai is my thoughts. It's from the noun, saraf, it means thought, so masculine plural, sarapai, with the pronominal suffix, first common singular, put on a plural form. So know my thoughts. So now, if there's anything in me that's wrong, Lord, I want you to look at it too. I think that's the point. Any painful way, and see. Ura e im derek otsabi, and see if there's any painful or grievous way in me. Unecheni bederek olam, and guide me in the way everlasting. Notice u is the conjunction and, re'e is the imperative, second masculine singular from ra'a, see, im, if, the particle, if, derek otsev ki, if there is a way that is painful, otsev meaning hurt or pain, a way of hurt. Here we have two nouns in construct. If there is a way of hurt in me that's hurting you, Lord. And B is your pronominal suffix in the E with a preposition B. Unecheni, and guide me, from Nacha, a final Lamed He verb, guide me, in the imperatival form here, second masculine singular. E is your pronominal suffix, first common singular, Bederek Olam, in the way everlasting. And notice Be is the preposition in, derek is way, and olam is adjective meaning, or is an adverb meaning, guide me in the way, or is an adjective meaning in the way everlasting, guide me in that everlasting way that is in line with your everlasting ways that I want to live my life. And so what a beautiful psalm about God's omniscience. He knows everything about us, even the words before we utter them. He will be with us wherever we are, whether in the height or the depth or from east to west, and nothing will be too dark for him to find us. He made us in our mother's womb. He knit us together. And so he'll find us in the darkest place. And therefore he concludes by saying, Lord, I pray that your kingdom can come upon earth. I think that's really what he's saying. Again, I don't believe he is expressing a personal hatred toward anyone. I think it's the situation of violence and lying and injustice that he is talking about. Moral evil he wants to keep alive in his heart. A burning indignation against this kind of moral evil. And even in the New Testament, we look forward to the prayer, the Lord's Prayer, your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. You're righteous. So somehow we look forward to the day when peace will reign from shore to shore. There won't be any more violence in a new heaven and new earth. I think that's what he's anticipating. Not any kind of a personal hatred at all. And even in himself, he said, if there's been any painful way in me, Lord, please help me so that I won't do what's displeasing to you. I want my heart to be in agreement with your eternal ways. And I believe that's the meaning of the psalmist, of the psalm. And what a beautiful encouragement to know that he's with us, even in the darkest moments of life, that we can take heart. I'm reminded of Romans 1, that nothing can ever sever us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So we need to pray, your kingdom come, Lord. We look forward to the return of Christ, who will someday bring in everlasting righteousness. In the meantime, we're to, even in our own lives, we're not to condone sin, even in our own heart and our own lives. We're to love people as God loves everyone, for God so loved the world. But we're to pray for God's righteous kingdom to come someday at the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we're to live holy lives in anticipation of His glorious return.